I expected James to continue, but he'd gone quiet, staring in the direction of the village. People were shouting, a lot of people. I ran my fingers through my hair to smooth it and turned and looked. As the full light of day came down, I saw a great cluster of them at the top of the hill, men and boys tumbling and pushing at one another, the whole throng moving slowly downhill towards us. Out of the melee, the rabbi emerged, old Jasimus, and with him his young nephew Jason. I could see the rabbi was trying to stop the crowd, but he was swept towards the foot of the hill, towards the synagogue as the crowd came on, like a frantic herd until they stopped in the clearing before the palm trees. As we stood on the slope across the stream, we could see them clearly. Out of their midst, they forced two young boys, Yitra Bar Nahum, and beside him the brother of Silent Hannah, the one we called simply the Orphan. The rabbi ran up the stone steps to the roof of the synagogue. I moved forward, but James held me back harshly. "Stay out of this," he said. Rabbi Jasimus's words rang out over the noise of the stream and the grumbling of the crowd. "We will have a trial here, I tell you," he demanded. "And I want the witnesses. Where are the witnesses? The witnesses will step forward and declare what they saw." Yitra and the Orphan stood apart, as if an impassable gulf separated them from the angry villagers, some of whom were shaking their fists, while others cursed under their breath, the oaths that don't require words to convey their meaning. Again I moved forward, but James pulled me back. "Stay out of it," he said. "I knew this would happen." "What? What are you saying?" I demanded. The crowd broke into shouts and roars. Fingers were pointed. Someone cried out, "Abomination!" Yitra, the older of the two accused, stood still, glowering at those before him. He was a righteous boy whom everyone loved, one of the best in the school, and when he'd been taken to the temple last year, he'd made the rabbi proud in his answers to the teachers. The Orphan, smaller than Yitra, was pale with fear, his black eyes huge and his mouth trembling. Jason, the rabbi's nephew, Jason the scribe, stepped forward on the roof